This is the CAMS Market Week in review for the week ending Friday, August 14th, 2026. The headline indexes finished the week mixed, but the more useful story was rotation, not retreat. Based on the 5-daily CAMS closing reads, the S&P 500 gained roughly 0.4% for the week. The NASDAQ 100 was the strongest major index, up about 1.25%. The Russell 2000 also gained roughly 1%. The Dow lagged and finished down about 0.5%. Monday opened with an almost flat index tape, hiding a sharp move into energy. Energy gained more than 4.5% that day, while technology, utilities, and real estate fell. Tuesday remained slightly heavy at the index level, but small caps moved higher and volatility stayed calm ahead of the inflation reports. Leadership changed after the consumer price report on Wednesday. Technology pushed the NASDAQ higher, while real estate and utilities also advanced. That unusual combination suggested investors were willing to own both growth and rate-sensitive defensive groups. The VIX fell to the mid-14s once the inflation event moved behind the market. Thursday extended the advance. The NASDAQ 100 added roughly 1.2%, but the Dow barely moved because a sharp decline in Cisco offset broader participation. Communication services, real estate, and consumer staples led the sector board. Friday ended with another rotation. Large cap indexes slipped modestly, while the Russell 2000 gained about 0.5%. Energy, utilities, and materials finished higher. Technology and consumer discretionary weakened. The VIX closed near 14.25, showing little visible anxiety. The week leaves three practical takeaways. First, technology recovered its leadership after the inflation data, but it did not control every session. Energy was the strongest recurring alternative, and smaller companies finished the week with meaningful relative strength. Second, breadth improved in spots without becoming uniformly strong. Several sessions were driven by one sector or a small group of large companies. That means the index level alone still gives an incomplete picture. Third, volatility stayed unusually quiet. A VIX in the mid-14 says investors are not paying aggressively for near-term protection. Calm conditions can support risk assets, but they can also leave the market more sensitive to a surprise. For the week ahead, Monday is quiet in the United States. Canadian inflation is due Tuesday. Minutes from the latest Federal Reserve meeting arrive Wednesday afternoon. Weekly jobless claims and the Philadelphia Federal Reserve Manufacturing Survey follow Thursday. The CAMS desk will be watching whether the rotation into energy, materials, utilities, and smaller companies continues, or whether leadership narrows back toward mega-cap technology. We will also watch whether volatility remains subdued as investors digest the Federal Reserve minutes. CAMS publishes impersonal market research, market analysis, not personalized investment advice. Publisher disclosure. Curve Ahead. Market Strategies publishes an impersonal business and financial publication of general and regular circulation. The content is identical for all subscribers and is not tailored to any person's portfolio, investment objectives, risk tolerance, tax status, liquidity needs, or other circumstances. We do not provide individualized investment advice through email, chat, customer support, social media, or any other channel. Any discussion of a security reflects the publisher's editorial views only and is not a request, instruction, or recommendation that any reader buy, sell, hold, or use any specific investment strategy. Conflicts and compensation. Principals, employees, or affiliates of the publisher may hold positions in securities discussed in this publication. Under the publisher's personal trading policy, principals do not trade a covered security from 2 trading days before through 2 trading days after the publisher posts coverage of that security. And where a principal holds a position in a security discussed, the publication states so. Neither the publisher nor its principals, employees, or affiliates received compensation from any issuer, underwriter, or dealer in connection with this publication. If any such compensation ever exists, the publication will clearly disclose its source, amount, type, and timing. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. Markets change. Nothing described here is a prediction or guarantee of any outcome.